For decades, many coal plants burned coal as fast as their facilities could handle. Take Basin Electric. The power cooperative has coal plants in North Dakota and Wyoming.
The best way they operate is you turn them on, you run them up as high as you can, and you let them run for days.
Dale Nieswag with the co-op is speaking in the halls of the North Dakota Capitol. He told legislators Tuesday that this is changing. Basin's coal plants are operating at a lesser capacity when the demand for their power is low, like when wind turbines are spinning on a windy day. They ramp back up when demand soars, like during a heat wave when everyone's using air conditioning. The problem, he says, is Basin's plants must maintain sufficient capacity to keep their emission controls working. And at low levels, they're not profitable and face maintenance issues.
When you start, slowing them down, speeding them up, then all of a sudden you start to get wear and tear on different component parts.
Basin recently submitted comments on this to the Energy Department, which is working on a study of the power grid. Nieswag says the co-op would like power markets to pay more for coal-fired power so they can maintain this new kind of flexibility. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.